Interactions and Connections. Following a Child's Lead in Conversation. A Texas Deafblind Project Video Guide. Members of the Texas Deafblind Project: Heather Lightfoot, Transition Consultant; Ejini Bella, Family Engagement Coordinator; and Hillary Keys, Early Childhood Consultant. Abstract: Connection isn't just nice to have. It's essential for every child's growth and happiness. In this article, the Texas Deafblind Project team shares how simple everyday interactions can become powerful moments of trust, learning, and joy for children and young adults who are deafblind, blind, or have low vision. Through real stories, practical tips, and easy-to-follow steps, people will discover how to follow a child's lead, use the serve and return approach, and make interactions truly meaningful. Watch the video at the end of this article to see these strategies come alive and spark new ideas for your own connections. Interaction is for everyone. The core idea of interaction being for everyone is woven into the fabric of deafblind education, which emphasizes that every person, regardless of their sensory challenges, can and should be part of a meaningful and interactive world. The Texas Deafblind Project promotes that interaction is for everyone. Heather Withrow, Deafblind Transition Consultant, tells us that it doesn't matter about your hearing, your vision, sensory differences, disabilities, or other medical issues. It's just part of being human. The interactions and connections. Following your child's lead with your conversation video is a collaborative project between the Texas Deafblind Project and the Statewide Outreach Center at the Texas School for the Deaf. In the new video, Heather and her colleagues, Ejini Bella and Hillary Keys, explore how small, intentional moments can transform the way we connect with children and young adults who are deafblind, blind, or have low vision. This video blends heart and know-how, offering practical insights wrapped in real-life stories. Families and professionals alike will leave inspired and ready to put these strategies into action. The serve and return of connection. Interactions are more than just talking. This notion is validated by the work of Barbara Miles and the Center on the Developing Child at Harvard University. The center's serve and return model explains that serve and return, turn-taking, is the foundation for building resiliency. Like tossing a ball back and forth, each serve from one person is met with a return from the other, creating a rhythm of understanding and trust. One of the most beautiful outcomes is what Dr. Jan van Dyck called moments of joy, shared experiences when both partners are fully present and engaged. You can't teach that to a child, Heather says. It just comes from within, and interaction really supports that. Following the child's lead. In the video, Heather shares a vivid story about her son, Orion, who was recovering from a leg fracture. One day, he started hopping through the house on one leg. Heather followed, not knowing where he was headed. They passed chairs, beds, and the kitchen table until they reached the bathroom sink. Orion's whole body relaxed as he turned on the water to wash his hands. At the beginning of this interaction, I didn't know what he wanted, Heather recalls. I just had to follow him. And finally, I could see when we were where he wanted to be. It's a perfect example of how connection deepens when we step into the child's world and let them set the course. The power of touch. Drawing from Barbara Miles' 2018 work, Heather explains in the video that for deafblind people, hands are a primary means of communication and information, serving as a way for them to read or listen to others. She adds that this concept of touch extends beyond the hands to any part of the body and always requires respect, trust, and permission. The video also introduces co-presence, the practice of maintaining physical connection during an interaction so both partners can follow each other's actions without having to reestablish contact constantly. This physical and emotional presence supports shared learning and problem solving. Steps for building quality interactions. The team shares Bernadette Van den Tillert's 2015 5 steps for deepening connection. 1. Recognize. Notice the person's initiation and presume competence. 2. Contact. Greet and seek permission to join. 3. Serve and return. Follow their lead for at least 3 turns. 4. Goodbye ritual. Signal closure in a meaningful way. 5. End contact. Step back or use agreed-upon cues for leaving or returning. These steps, shown in real-life video clips, make it easy to see how to put the ideas into practice. Repair matters more than perfection. The video also covers the rupture and repair cycle, the natural process of small breakdowns in communication, and the trust building that comes when we fix them. Making up is more important than messing up, says Dr. Suzanne Zadak, 2021. The process of repairing not only builds resilience in each person, but also builds trust in the relationship. Adoption, UK, Scotland, 2021. Why you'll want to watch. You'll see moments that make you smile, nod, and maybe even rethink how you approach a conversation. From a child's quiet initiation, to the joy of a shared laugh, to the gentle patience of waiting for a serve to become clear. You'll hear why Gunnar Vega's reminder, "It is the interested person that becomes the person of interest," is so powerful in the deafblind community. And most importantly, you'll come away with the tools and inspiration to make every interaction richer, whether at home, in the classroom, or in the community. Watch the full video here, Texas Deafblind Project, Interactions and Connections. References. Adoption UK Scotland 2021, Dr. Suzanne Zadak on the rupture repair cycle. Dr. Suzanne Zadak on the rupture repair cycle. Belote, M. 2022, Strategies for Creating Communication-Rich Environments for Children Who Are Deafblind. California Deafblind Services. cadeafblind.org. Center for the Developing Child at Harvard University, 2025. A Guide to Serve and Return. developingchild.harvard.edu. Miles B., 2018. Genuine Conversations, A Path to Lifelong Learning for Both Partners. Studies in Deaf Blindness for the Advanced Practitioner. With Barbara Miles, Texas Deafblind Project, txdeafblindproject.org. National Consortium on Deaf Blindness, 2007. Harmonious Interactions. Practice Good Perspectives, Highlighting Information in Deaf Blindness. 1. June 2007. NationalDB.org. National Institute for Play, 2024. Attunement Play. Retrieved May 23, 2024, from nifplay.org. Fitzer, S., Host, 2022, February 22, Building Resilience Through Play, in the Brain Architects Podcast, Center for the Developing Child, Harvard University, developingchild.harvard.edu. Van den Tillert, B, 2015, Tactile Reciprocal Interactions and BETS, Symposium on Deafblind Education, library.tsbvi.edu. Zadike, S, 2016, babies come into the world already connected to other people. The Science of Human Connection. SuzanneZadyk.com. Photo, caption, Heather Lightfoot signing Interactions and Connections. Alt text, a woman uses both hands to produce American Sign Language for Interactions and Connections. Meta description, an instructional guide to accompany the Interactions and Connections video created by the Texas Deafblind Project.